This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Wall Street is standing by for quarterly earnings news from Wells Fargo and Citigroup. Today's announcements follow yesterday's better-than-expected report from J.P. Morgan Chase. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on what bank earnings have to tell us about the economy.
Nancy Bush had one big takeaway from J.P. Morgan Chase's earnings.
There is no sign of a U.S. recession in these results.
Bush is an analyst with NAB Research. She says despite worries about a downturn, people are depositing more money and taking advantage of low interest rates to buy cars and houses. Consumer and business loans were up 16% from last year.
The gains in the economy are not equally distributed, but there's nothing in the consumer outlook right now that says that some of these doom and gloom scenarios are going to come to pass.
But longer-term, low interest rates pose a risk to bank profits. Banks don't earn as much from the loans they do make or from other investments with lower yields. S&P analyst Eric Oja says rates are likely to stay low after Brexit.
When there's global uncertainty, there's an additional rush into U.S. long-term Treasury securities, and that drives down interest rates.
That means banks will have to live with what's being called lower for longer. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.